Hi there, Greg Van Beek. This is Nancy O'Dell, and I wanted to say congratulations on 500 episodes of Nostalgia Radio Time. That is awesome. And you're also celebrating 10 years. I mean, that's quite the anniversary. Very impressive, Greg. I love me some oldies but goodies.
Once I had a secret love. Ha, I'm Lori Morgan, and if you love pop standards as much as I do, you'll want to tune in each week to Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Go, Joe, go!
Hi everyone, this is Katie Couric, and I want to welcome you to one of my favorite programs, Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Thank you, Katie, and welcome to program number 599 of Nostalgia Radio Time. Wow, next week is our big 600th episode. Hard to believe we've been doing this for 600 weeks straight. We're going to be featuring something different this week, though. We're going into uncharted territory, something that some of you may find a bit controversial, some of you may find a bit unsettling, but not to worry, we're not going into the rock era too deeply, just for a week. No worries, we'll be getting back into the earlier stuff. And I thought it'd be fun to look back at some of the hit songs, some of the things that were heard on radio back between 1969 and 1976. I'm sure a lot of you remember these songs, and they're rather nice songs. When you consider that these things are between 54 and 47 years old, that's pretty remarkable to think that the 70s are that long ago, but that's nostalgia for you. We've got a 1975 recording of Al Martino doing Volare, the Big Dean Martin hit from 1958. Of course, Al does this in a disco type of arrangement, but I think it's rather well done. Hope you'll enjoy it.
Sometimes the world is a valley of heartaches and tears, and in the hustle and bustle no sunshine appears. But you and I have our love always there to remind us. There is a way we can leave all the shadows behind.
Found a pair of bell-bottom jeans and some mucklucks to wear, because we're going to take you back to the 1970s this week on Nostalgia Radio Time, just like Al Martino did with a disco beat on Volare. If you have any songs you'd like me to play or old-time radio shows you'd like featured, send a request to nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com. And while you're online, I would love to have you be a part of our social media outlets on Facebook and Twitter. And if you're looking for an antique radio, one that's fully restored and functional, now many with Bluetooth capability, check out my website at www.radioaddict.com/Van Beek. That's all one word, V-A-N-B, two E's and a K, and I've got some great sets available for you. Now we're going back to 1969 for the flip side of Elvis Presley's big hit, In the Ghetto. Here he is with Any Day Now.
Any day now, I will hear you say, goodbye, my love. You'll be on your way. Then my wild, beautiful bird, you will have flown. Any day now, I'll be all alone. Any day now, when you're sad surprise, then the blue shadow will fall all over town. Any day now, love will let me down. I know I shouldn't want to keep you. If you don't want to stay until you're gone forever, I'll be holding on for dear life, holding you this way, begging you to stay. Any day now, when the clock strikes gone, then my tears will flow, then the blue shadow will fall all over town. Any day now, love will let me go. You won't be around. Any day now.
But all I do.
Peter Frampton from 1975 and Show Me the Way. Now we've got a big hit for also from 1975. This is a live performance of a hit song from a Bob Hope TV special of all places. Here's Bob to introduce it.
Here are three delightful, talented performers who started recording in England and followed their hits around the world. Their names are Dewey, Dan, and Jerry. You know them as America.
Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree this time when the woman showed can be a friend of mine.
Love to see you tonight. I won't ask for promises, so you don't have to lie. We both played that game before. Say I love you, then say goodbye. I'm not talking about moving in, and I don't want to change your life. But there's a warm window and the stars around, and I'd really love to see you tonight. Change your life, but there's a warm wind blowing the stars around, and I'd really love to see you tonight. I'm not talking about moving in, and I don't want to change your life.
And that song was all over radio 1976. That was England Dan and John Ford Cooley with I'd Really Love to See You Tonight. The name of the song prior to that was Sister Golden Hair by America. Now we've got Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons from 1975 and their big hit that year, Who Loves You, Pretty Baby.
Baby, who's gonna love you, mama? Who loves
and Sedaka from 1974, and Laughter in the Rain. It's Bing Crosby time, our Bing Sings feature for the week, and you're probably wondering, how would Bing Crosby possibly have a song from the rock era, disco era in the 1970s that was a hit? Well, he didn't have a hit of his own, but he sang a song that was a big hit for a then-current Broadway show, a brand-new show that year on Broadway, A Chorus Line. This ballad, What I Did for Love, was a hit for Johnny Mathis, but I think had Bing's record came out prior to Johnny's, he might have given Johnny a run for his money. Here's a beautiful recording from Bing Crosby in 1976.
Kiss today goodbye. The sweetness and the sorrow. We did what we had to do. And I can't regret what I did for love, what I did for love. Look, my eyes are dry. The dream was ours to borrow. It's as if we always knew. But I won't forget what I did for love, what I did for love. Gone, love is never gone. As we travel on, love's what we remember. Kiss today goodbye and point me toward tomorrow. Wish me luck the same to you. Won't forget, can't regret what I did for kiss today goodbye. Just point me toward tomorrow. Wish me luck and the same to you. Won't forget, can't regret what I did for. What I did for love.
Time now for Old Time Radio Time. It's here in the show where we give a listen to a complete radio broadcast from radio's golden age. This week we're going back to October 19th of 1951 and tuning in to the Martin Lewis Show. Dean and Jerry welcome their special guest, Bing Crosby.
We present the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show. Brought to you by Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce our master of ceremonies.
Well, hi, folks. This is Dean Martin. Well, once again, I see Jerry isn't here on time. However, this time I know why he's late. You see, he took a physical examination this morning, and the doctor told him to watch his stomach. So he's been sitting in front of a mirror all day long. And while they're trying to pry him away, I'd like to kick around a bit of a I Wish I Was.
Wish I was a swinging, clinging vine. Wish I was a swinging, clinging vine. If I was a swinging, clinging vine, I'd only cling to the gal of mine. Wish I was a swinging, clinging vine. Hi ho, fiddly dee, tell you what I'd like to be. Hi ho, fiddly dee, here is what I dream I'd like to be. Wish I was a fuzzy wuzzy fox. Wish I was a fuzzy wuzzy fox. If I was a fuzzy wuzzy fox, I'd never have to change my socks. I wish I was a fuzzy wuzzy fox. Hi ho, fiddly dee, tell you what I'd like to be. Hi ho, fiddly dee, here is what I dream I'd like to be. Wish I was an apple on a tree. Wish I was an apple on a tree. If I was an apple on a tree, a girl come along and take a bite of me. Well, I wish I was an apple on a tree. Wish I was the sun up above. Wish I was the sun up above. By the sun way up above, I'd shine right down on the one I love. I wish I was the sun up above.
Ah, thank you, folks. Now,
I wish I was an apple on a tree.
Hey, not so loud. Now, let's keep it quiet.
Keep it quiet? What's the matter? Is this a hospital zone?
Jerry, you try my patience.
Okay, I'll try your patience, but you'll have to try my little thin hot cake.
You're an idiot.
Me, an idiot?
Yes, you. Here.
Why, I studied nuclear fission with Oppenheimer, relativity with Einstein, theories with Darwin, and you call me an idiot?
Well, aren't you?
Well, yeah.
Figure. Now, look, Jerry, I made up my mind. No more arguments.
You can say that again, buddy. One more fight and that'll be the last. I got another singer warming up, and he's pretty good.
Yeah, what's his name?
Joe Stafford.
Joe Stafford. Oh, but she's a girl.
Listen, Dean, when are you going to realize that I'm a pretty important guy?
Jerry, any impression you may have entertained as to your personal value is entirely irregular, irrelevant, and immaterial.
Well,
they're suing you again. You've been in court.
I hear this has gone far enough.
It sure has, and just for that, you can't hear the song I wrote for you.
Wrote a song for me? Go ahead, sing it for me.
No.
Ah, oh, come on.
Coax me. Give me your hoppy badge.
Jerry, I'm waiting.
Okay, here it is.
Charm enchanted even.
Oh, wait a minute. You wrote that song by yourself?
Well, not exactly. My friend Herbie helped me. He plays the drums.
For your information, that song was written by Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Did they tell you they wrote that song?
I never met Rodgers and Hammerstein, but...
So you'd rather take the word a total stranger.
I'm sorry, Jerry. You wrote the song, okay? It's your song.
Why do you lie?
Please drop the whole thing. Let's get on with the show. Who's our first guest?
Say, I have an idea. Instead of having a guest here, why don't you and I do a sing together both?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Jerry and I give you our impression of a father trying to put his small son to bed.
Little man, you're crying.
I'm only 2 years old. I'm entitled.
I know why you're blue.
There's sand in my talcum powder.
Someone took your kitty car away.
It was Mother. She's hated me for years.
Better go to sleep now.
I can't. I'm on the night shift.
Little man, you've had a busy day.
What busy? I was up at 5, burned down the garage, pushed Grandma into the garbage disposal, cut paper dolls out of the living room rug. I was due at 10 o'clock, and I've been loafing all day.
You've been playing soldier.
Who's playing? We're shipping out tonight.
The battle has been won.
It was easy. I used real bullets.
The enemy is out of sight.
They just haven't any guts.
Come along there, soldier.
Take your filthy hands off me.
Put away your gun.
Just one shot at Mother.
The war is over for tonight.
That's what you think. I set a time bomb under Herbie's crib.
Time to stop your scheming.
Someone has to think around here. Good heavens, if I left things up to you last week, you didn't even heat the milk.
Time your day was through.
It ain't even dark yet, Dad.
Can't you hear the bugle softly say?
Do you really think that bugle talks?
Time you should be dreaming.
I'll have a nightmare. I just saw Uncle Milty.
Little man, you slipped that in on me. You've had a busy day.
I'm getting sleepy. Little man, you've had a busy day.
Folks, our guest tonight is a man Jerry and I have admired since before the start of our own careers. His name has been magic in show business for so long that it isn't really necessary for me to say any more than, ladies and gentlemen, Bing Crosby.
Thanks a lot, Dean. You're very sweet.
Well, that's okay, Bing. Everybody knows that when it comes to crooning, you're the daddy of them all.
Oh, I'm no kin of Mel Torme's now. I borrow him. But I've got 4 up-and-coming groaners who call me Pappy.
Yeah, and I hear they work with you now and then.
Uh-huh. I trapped Gary once, got him in to make a platter with me called Samsung.
Bing, what say I do a fast course of Samsung with you?
Well, Dean, that song is strictly a family deal.
Adopt me.
I'd rather have Bullethead. Where'd he go? Okay, let's make it good and low, though. Don't sing too loud, because if Gary hears me, I'm cooked.
All right.
Here's a happy tune you'll love to croon. They call it Samsung. Catchy as can be, this melody. They call it Samsung. Nothing on your mind, and then you'll find you're humming Samsung. Why, it makes you grin, gets under your skin, as only a song can do. People that you meet out on the streets, all whistling Samsung. Everyone you see will soon agree it's such a grand song. So forget your troubles, wear a smile as bullet back. You'll find you'll never go wrong. They tune this happy tune. They call it Samsung.
Now we have a musical interpolation by Mr. Dino Martini, who comes to us through the courtesy of Chico's Lasagna Parlor. Dino?
Here's a happy tune that will bring you a smile all the while when you croon that you're really in style.
And the title is Samsung.
A catchy
cheeky as can be.
With a slight little beat in
this
the melody.
This boy digs the
sweet,
stuff, don't he?
Your feet in
the title is Samson. Nothing on your mind.
But the news of the day and the bills you will pay will keep your hair turning gray, but you're still having sand.
You continue.
But it makes you grin. Gets under your skin.
This is more solo than I ever gave hope.
As long as can do.
People that you meet.
Hello, Joe, what you know? And you remind me of motel in business is slow, but I'm whistling Samson.
Everyone you see
has a story to tell or a gimmick to sell with a glee that it's well and it's really grand.
So forget your troubles and your worries. You learn to croon like a lark in the park who is making his mark, serenading the dark with the chorus of Samson.
Well, you know, Bing, that song felt mighty good.
Oh, there's nothing like loosening up the old top.
Hey, Bing, hey, you didn't tell me your father was coming.
Jerry, this is Bing Crosby.
Who are you kidding? If he's Bing Crosby, I'm Frankie Lane.
You better show him, Bing.
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day.
Well, what do you say, Jerry?
Jezebel is ever pale. You got me crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, Dean, how long have you been working with this monkey on a stick you got here?
Just a minute, Crosby. I don't happen to like it, see? So I didn't know it was you. This is so terrible. I didn't recognize you without your partner.
What do you mean, partner, Junior? I do a single.
What about the guy that says, "How are you, me lad? Top of the morning, me lad. I'll take you for the cigar."
Oh, you mean Barry Fitzgerald?
No, you mean Barry Fitzgerald. Look, Jeff, be nice. Bing is our guest. Besides, you boys have something in common.
What could this be, Dean?
Well, you both have a son named Gary.
Hey, Bing, you got a son named Gary, too?
What, you never heard of Gary Crosby? He's my oldest boy, 18 years old, brings in a lot of loot with his records. Be aware. Come alive.
Boy, oh, boy, money sure goes to money. Applaud about. I think it's a shame. His kid's 18, makes all that money. My Gary's 6 years old. He lays around the house all day like a bum. Never brings it.
Bing, with all your money, why don't you just buy yourself a nice little continent and settle down?
That's a question you'll have to ask my brother Everett, Dean.
Yeah, what's with this brother Everett deal? How come he manages all your affairs? Who chose him, boss?
Well, it's a lot. It's a long story, fellas. It all started way back when we were kids. Brother Bob and I were kind of close, but Everett... Well, Everett, he was a lot like you, Jerry.
You mean he was jerky?
He was a little mixed up, let's put it that way. I remember back in high school, Everett was sort of mother's favorite. What's on your mind, Ma? I'm not much for family gabfest, but when you call, why, just think of me as your ever-listening boy.
Bing Crosby, now where on earth did you develop that horrible, lazy manner of speech?
Oh, it's not too bad, Ma. I guess it just springs from a lackadaisical attitude and a relaxed approach to life.
Good heavens, Robert. You're beginning to sound just like your brother Bing. Well, I certainly hope Everett hasn't been affected.
Don't worry about me, Ma. I still talk, Ma.
Tell the truth, is Everett really one of us?
Of course he isn't. You know better than that. We were brought by the stork. He came by bat.
Now, stop that. I want you boys to get along. Because from now on, you're going to work together as a singing trio.
I don't want to be a singer, Ma. I'm studying animal husbandry.
Yeah, let him go, Ma. He'll make some animal a great husband.
No, my mind is made up. Now, let's hear how your voices sound together. Bing, you start with row, row, row your boat, and you two join in.
A row, row, row your boat.
A row, row, row your boat.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Row, row, row.
Hey!
Sound like you opened a vein or something.
It's murder. Besides, I want to do a single.
How can you do a single? You sound like every other single. You don't have no style.
What do you mean I haven't got no style? You take that back or I'll let you have it.
I said it and I'm glad. You got no style.
Well, you asked for it.
Why, Bing Crosby, how dare you hit your brother? There, there, ever, mama's little boy.
Well, look, he made a boo-boo.
Did you hear that? Everett said you made a boo-boo.
Ah. It's not too bad. I made a boo-boo.
You made a boo-boo.
I made a boo-boo.
Listen, he's got it. A new style of singing.
You're right.
Crazy.
Bing Crosby, from now on, I hope you realize that you owe your brother everything.
Yeah, and that's what I'm going to get. Everything.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard the humble beginnings of the Crosby story. The rest is history. And today, in the busy little town of Crosbyville, where Crosby Boulevard meets Crosby Lane next to the Crosby National Bank, on the 18th floor of the Crosby Building, situated high in the Crosby Hills, sitting at his huge Crosby desk, is the fabulous Everett Crosby.
Crosby Enterprises, Bing makes it, Everett takes it. Who's calling? Washington, okay, put him on. What is it, Harry? National debt. Look, kid, I hate to turn you down, but $2 billion don't grow on trees, you know? Are you kidding? Bing's got to work a month for that kind of dough. I'm sorry, Harry. Harry, you don't have to get sore about it, Harry. Harry! Well, if that's the way you're going to be, all right for you in 52. Who is it?
It's me, your brother Ben.
Well, shove the money under the door and blow.
Well, I brought Brother Bob to see you.
Shove him under the money. Here, I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to leave.
Oh, Everett, is that a nice way to talk to your brothers?
Oh, I'm just ruthless.
And I'm penniless. Listen, Everett, I'm real short of this stuff. Could you let me have a few bucks, huh?
What did you do with the money I gave you yesterday?
I spent it.
You spent it? I gave you $15 million.
Ev, a man's got to live. Now, Bing, you have to assert yourself with this boy. I don't like to see you get pushed around like this. Speak up. You have rights. Look, Ev, I sing on records, I make money. I sing in movies, I make money. I sing on the radio, I make money. All I do is sing and make money. I hear the singing, but I don't see the money.
And I see the money and I don't hear the singing.
Fellas, there's only one thing to do. Let's go back to Mother's idea and form a trio. No more argument.
Right, Brother Bob, you just made the suggestion of the night.
You mean you'll let me sing with you?
Yes.
Oh, this'll be Cardinal Peachy and Keen.
While we're three Crosby brothers who made our way.
I'm Bing, I'm Bob.
I'm Everett.
We're three Crosby brothers, and we're here to
sing.
With my mellow voice, I carved a niche. I play my sax at the proper pitch.
But I get the money. Ho, ho, I'm rich.
I'm Bing, I'm Bob, and he's
Jerry and I have been partners and buddies for over 5 years now, and it's
been a wonderful period for both of us. Lots of laughs and lots of good luck. Seems like only yesterday that we were sitting in the small club listening to a tinny little band and talking about our dreams and hopes for the future. Neither one of us were setting the world on fire. My singing just about kept me in coffee and cigarettes, and Jerry's record act just about kept him in milk and funny books. And suddenly, one of us had a brainstorm. And I'll be darned if either of us can remember which one it was, but it was right at that moment that we decided to try our luck as a team. And it always seemed symbolic that as we shook hands, the tinny little band was playing.
You may not be an angel, 'cause angels are so few. But until the day that one comes along, I'll spring along with you. I'm looking for an angel to sing my love song to, and until the day that one comes along, I'll string along. You do have, just make me love you more. You may not be an angel, but still I'm sure that you are. So until the day that one comes along, string along with you. For every little fault that you have said, I got three or four. The human little faults you do have just make me love you. You may not be an angel, but still I'm sure you'll do. So until the day that one comes along, I'll string along.
Dean, pretty good for a fairly new pair of pipes. I don't mind saying, I think you're a comer.
I like it, too, but you know something, Bing? I really do like your style of talking. No kidding. It's contagious, too, like the mumps. Right, Dean?
Oh, I don't know.
I've heard voices. I've heard voices in my time, but Bing has a certain amount of the careless charm that simply fascinates the unsuspecting masses. However, I can't really say I find it contagious.
No, I guess it's not too contagious. Just one of those loose-lipped dragons that try to topple off the top. Well, a man's got to be wrong sometime. I guess it's my turn. No, Bing, the way you talk isn't really contagious.
You know, Bing, it certainly was nice having you with us tonight.
Yeah, and don't forget, Bing, we're going to be paying you a visit real soon, too.
Right. I'll see you then, fellas.
Good night, Bing. Right. Thank you.
Good night, Bing.
Until we meet all you folks out there again, this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis saying, don't forget, we appear on radio through the courtesy of Hal Wallace Productions, producers of our new picture soon to be released, Sailor Beware. Good night, everybody.
Good night, God bless you.
From Hollywood, you have just heard transcribed the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show, written by Ed Simmons and Norman Lear, produced and directed by Dick Mack, with music under the direction of Dick Stabile. Brought to you by Anison for fast relief from pain and headaches, neuritis, and neuralgia, which brings you the greatest lineup of talent in radio and television history. Fred Allen, Arthur Godfrey, Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, Jerry Lester, Perry Como, and Dean Martin as Jerry Lewis.
Go, Joe, go!
And the old clock up on the studio wall tells me it's time to close up shop for another week. I'm Greg Van Beek. Thank you for listening and hope you'll join me again next week for our big 600th show and more memories from the greatest generation. Feel free to email me with your song requests, old time radio show requests, or any comments. Send them all to nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com. And be sure to check us out on Facebook and Twitter as well. And if you're looking for an antique radio, one that's fully restored and functional, now many with Bluetooth capability, check out my website at radioaddict.com/Van Beek. So until we meet again next week, I'm Greg Van Beek saying so long for now.